From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Paul Butler, and this week, we're continuing on with another episode in our Indiana Mainstay series, where we feature an artist or band that has been very prominent in the Indiana music scene and explore their history and how they've developed as a performer. This week, we're featuring the band Shoot Down the Sun, a four-piece Muncie-based pop-punk band led by one of the scene's former producers and engineers, Christopher Golab. Shoot Down the Sun was formerly featured on The Scene back in Season 9 at the DIY music venue and craft brew bar, Be Here Now. This performance was recorded entirely from the Ball State Music Media Production Studios. Stay tuned.
I woke up from my nightmare, but something still feels wrong there. There's this feeling I can't shake. I dreamt that you let me go and you left me all alone. There wasn't much I could say. You told me I let you unfold me. I crashed and burned, and you fought that fire with fire. You ducked and cheated. You win, I'm defeated. You played your game. Looks like things will always stay the same. Was a nightmare. I guess you never did care. There are things, there are things I just can't change. That's how it's gonna stay. You left me there that day. Soon, you told me I let you unfold me. I crashed and burned, and you fought that fire with fire. You ducked and cheated. You win, I'm defeated. You played your game. Looks like things will always stay the same. Told me it's too soon. Unfold me, it's too soon. You told me, you told me. Unfold me, it's too soon. You told me I let you unfold me. I crashed and burned, and you fought that fire with fire. You got and cheated. You win, I'm defeated. You play your game. Looks like things will always stay the same. Stay the same. Stay the same.
Shoot Down the Sun is a pop-punk band based in Muncie, Indiana, led by former scene producer and engineer Christopher Golab. With roots from Blink 182, Airborne Toxic Event, and the band Bayside, Shoot Down the Sun incorporates high energy with their punchy drums and melodic use of electric guitar. Shoot Down the Sun can be found at Shoot Down the Sun on Instagram and at their website, shootdownthesun.com. Stay tuned.
So yeah, if you guys kind of just want to start, go around maybe with Michael or Chris and start just like, tell us your name and like kind of a little bit about yourself and what your role is in the band, so on and so forth.
You can start, Chris.
Okay. My name is Christopher Golab. I play bass and sing. And oh, yeah, I wrote a lot of the songs.
My name is Evan Humphrey. I play the drums, and that's about it. I don't write any songs or anything. I wrote one.
You wrote one?
I wrote one.
One song will be on the album.
Every member has written at least one song.
Nice.
No.
That's true. No, that is true.
No, I forgot that I wrote a song.
We're going to be playing one of the songs you wrote today, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Here in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Marissa Jenkins, and I play synthesizer, and I sing, and I write some of the songs as well.
And I'm Michael Shirley, and I just play guitar, and I've written a song.
So, like, how did you guys kind of come together as a band? Was it one person or two of you guys were, like, together already writing stuff, and then the other guys just were, like, coming together?
I feel like Paul might know the story because he kind of just said it without saying it. So, Marissa and I met our freshman year of college, and we were kind of doing some musical projects together. Then Shoe Down the Sun kind of formed with two other members, and then Michael Shirley joined. The whole band went through a couple more phases, and Evan joined. And everyone's brought such a different kind of like sound to the group, and this is easily the one I'm like most excited about.
So then you guys kind of just like formed up together, like as the Michael and...
Yes, so I knew Michael from high school. Marissa, do you want to talk about how you met Evan?
I met Evan at a bookmaking class, Book Arts Collaborative. It's like a maker space, and I found out he was a drummer, and we had just lost our drummer, like recently, and so I was like, hey, you've been in a band before?
Yeah, Michael and I actually hadn't, like, spoken since high school either, but we ran into him while he was pennyboarding down the sidewalk, and we're like, hey, you want to be in a band?
That is indeed true.
That's what happened.
He hesitantly said yes.
I'm assuming he said yes. I'm hoping he did.
He was like,
yeah, sure.
Sure.
That's enough for the same old game, a mess. Something like chess, just one of the pawns. So I'm leaving everything I had behind. I'd be so blind to think you'd be kind. And oh, my mistakes are piling up now. You're sitting at the very top. Tell me, is this the part that you want?
Tell me where I'm even to begin.
Let's just think this move. Part about me and you. That's the bell, see you next year, it's been fun. No, I'm the one, so wait, now we're not done. And now you're telling me you need me more than things, but joy that brings to think you have feelings. Oh, my mistakes are piling up now. You're sitting at the very top. Tell me, is this the part that you
need? Tell me where I'm even to begin.
Let's just think this through. Part about me and you. About mistakes is they're not all earthquakes or heartbreaks. So take one and take two. It's the easiest thing to do, isn't that just so you?
Let's just think this through.
Let's just think this through.
You're listening to the band Shoot Down the Sun perform songs from their latest self-titled EP on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
So you guys had, did you have a few EPs before this sort of album came into works? Or what was your writing process of like your first couple of songs that have been released up until now?
We don't talk about the EP.
Through high school, I started writing music for a band that I was in called Secret Weapon. And some of those songs I've taken with me, some of those songs I have left behind. When I met Marissa, she was writing as well, and we put together an EP, just the two of us.
Yeah, we did.
It wasn't great. We played all the instruments, so that'll tell you about how good it was.
Yes.
After that, the next thing we did was a Christmas song.
Deck the Halls.
Yeah, that was cool because it was like the first thing we ever did with Michael Shirley, right?
And in the studios.
And we recorded, yeah, we recorded it in a studio, not a dorm room, so that was nice. We recorded some acoustic songs over a summer.
Yeah, because we lost our drummer that had been with us the whole school year, so
yep.
He graduated.
But it really kind of gave us a chance to kind of like redefine our sound, and some of those songs kind of took their shape then. And now we've been working on a album for a while. A lot of it was writing and just trying to like finalize what each song should sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy that we're basically there.
Yeah, cool. Like Shoot Down the Sun and how you guys are like pop punk, is that kind of a good way to put it?
Yeah.
Is that just kind of like your guys' collective musical genre that you like, or is it more so like that's just how the sound kind of developed after putting all these instruments together? Yeah, how did your guys' sound come to be?
I exclusively listen to punk rock basically, so
yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I definitely don't. I don't think Michael does either.
I mean, actually, I listen to Green Day. But,
that's why he's in the band.
I feel like everyone else is playing pop punk and I'm kind of not.
Michael's the talent.
So the songwriters are often Marissa and I would write most of the music. We bring similar backgrounds, but not exactly the same. And really, for me, the songwriting process is, I was talking to Evan about this earlier. The songwriting process for me a lot of the time is that I write chords and lyrics, and then the band really puts it together. Like, it's, in my head, it's not at all what it's going to end up being like, because this group really really writes the songs. Like, it's kind of silly to say that I write the song, you know, the songs that I write, because it's not exactly anything but a team effort.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. When I was in high school, I would typically, my friend would write lyrics to songs, and, like, she would sing the song, and then I would come up with the chords and stuff. And then when I was with this band, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. Now I write some lyrics, and I come up with, like, kind of how it sounds, but then they take it and make it amazing. So it's interesting. Nice. And it's always nothing like I ever thought that it would be when I was writing it in my head. So
yeah, I think that's the cool thing about having a band together. You guys can, like, bounce ideas off of one another and, like, come up with something that's, like, totally different, really, than what the original idea is. But
a lot of the times I feel like I'm, like, close, and then when I bring it to the band, they just bring it to life. So
intention, and it was never in my plan, but seeing you there made me think of us again. After I tried so hard to forget you, after I lied so hard to myself, will I always be this forgotten book sitting on this dusty shelf? Tend to get distracted. It's immature, I get it. What I said to you, I meant it. And I'm sorry, so sorry. Start this at the beginning, when I thought you were the one for me, when I convinced myself I was winning, but that wasn't how it turned out to be. I haven't been myself recently, but I'm still trying to figure out who that is. I try to act normal normally, but what's the use since you've been his? Well, I'm sorry for the way I acted, and I'm sorry if I tend to get distracted. It's immature, I get it. But what I said to you, I meant it. And I'm sorry, so sorry. I'd be a man of few words
if you would call me a man at all. Trying to make something of myself, but then you make me feel so small. And so forget about you, I'll keep trying to live without you. I'd play this song for you every day, if only you could know how I'm sorry for the way I acted. How I'm sorry if I tend to get distracted. It's immature, and I get it. I'd said it to you.
This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and you're listening to our Indiana Mainstays series featuring Shoot Down the Sun. Stay with us.
So going off of that then, what are your guys' favorite songs from this band? Whether that's from this album or even from the previous EP.
Gotcha.
No.
That's a good question.
That's my favorite song too.
I like Cornerstone and Miss You.
One that I really like, some of the newer stuff we've been working on has really like grown on me fast.
I like Island and Chalk.
I was about to say Island and Chalk. I really like how that's coming
together.
It's a
really depressing song, but it's fun. It's really...
That's true. It's somber, but yeah, I just really love how it came together.
I mean, I always like playing Bookshelf.
Awesome.
Closer to my taste in music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare's awesome.
That's always our opener. That's just the perfect
perfect opener.
We did one gig where we opened with every song and we were like, oh, the vibes
are that's true.
So
we made
weird.
Mistakes. I think it was mistakes.
Like,
something's
terrible.
Wrong here.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
And mistakes is fun. It's it often gets pretty, it gets played pretty soon in the set list.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish, we basically always finish with Boomerang.
The Boomerang's usually the closer, or like wrapping it up.
Yeah, it's words. Definitely a closer.
That's the one that everyone knows.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yes.
Why are we taking lives as we fight to change minds? Why do we radicalize until we become what we despise? To humanize the opposition. There's no opposing our position. If I went out tonight and I spoke my mind, would you find me outlined in some chalk on the street side? Kiss me once goodbye tonight. Why are we spreading lies to fuel the hate in our minds? And why do we compromise ourselves for the sake of our disguise? Sowing hate and blind division, reaping both in our condition. If I went out tonight, chalk on the street side, kiss me once goodbye tonight. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. I'm sick of being lied to. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Don't wanna see my friends used. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. When they can see right through you. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. I'm sick of being lied to. If I went out tonight and I spoke my mind, would you find me out lending some chalk on the street side? Kiss me once goodbye tonight.
So you guys, as I know from Chris, are all like different majors. Like,
yep.
What are you guys' major? I know you're business and someone's architecture.
I'm business administration.
I'm architecture.
Okay.
I'm public relations.
English.
See, I think that's just so cool that you guys can like, you know, kind of, not that you're putting that aside, but like you're taking your different talents and like bringing it together. Like,
yeah.
You know, even like English for that matter, it, you know, you could bring something lyrically to the band or just something of that matter. And I think that's really cool that you guys aren't music oriented majors.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I got a music minor. Marissa has some experience doing music production as well.
Yeah, I was in MMP for 2 years, but
yep.
Yeah.
Michael did sound a lot in high school. Mm-hmm. Evan.
I was like permanently in marching band. So
also, he did radio for a while.
I did do radio.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we all kind of have this passion for music that we're all pursuing kind of more different things, but we have just a little bit of like exploring to do, and we enjoy exploring what we're doing in music.
Yeah, I think that's a really neat thing to have. That especially you don't, you know, have to have the notion of going to college or going to school to study music. Like, I think that's one thing that's taken the wrong way a lot of the time. You can still, you know, be in a band and enjoy playing music mm-hmm. without having to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Fact and fiction. There's a problem you don't want to listen. Not me, your school, or the fire in your heart. Fact and fiction. If you're reading between what's been written, it's not too late for a new start. The flames, choosing not to play into their games. That's a choice I can make for you. Feeding into the blind hatred, use a mirror to see what's created. Cause I'm finding myself looking through you. Fact and fiction is the problem you don't want to listen. Numb in your skull with a fire in your heart. Fact and fiction, if you're reading between what's been written. Not too late for a new start. I don't see you trying, but I've seen you crying. Your bleeding heart reeks of latest trends. It feels nice to be accepted and to do what all of the rest did. But it's gonna feel even better when it ends. Fact and fiction is the problem you don't want to listen. Now I'm in your school with a fire in your heart. Fact and fiction. If you're reading between what's been written, it's not too late for a new start. Maybe we'll start. Maybe we'll start. Maybe we'll start.
You've just listened to Fact and Fiction from the pop punk band Shoot Down the Sun. We will be taking a brief intermission, but be sure to stay tuned after the break to hear more exclusive interview material, as well as more music from Shoot Down the Sun's self-titled album on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Welcome back. For those just tuning in, we are featuring the band Shoot Down the Sun on another rendition of our Indiana Mainstay series here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
I guess one thing kind of came to mind for me of asking you guys, do you guys have any, for this album or even like in the future, do you have any future plans for like music videos or anything just like kind of out there that may be interesting to audience members?
We have too many plans for music videos.
So, yeah, we have plans for music videos and other like promotional ideas. We'd love to play the album all the way through live, kind of like this, but with more people around. Mm-hmm.
Preferably after COVID.
Yeah. At some point. So we're really excited to share the album. Right now, we're kind of going to have to look for music videos. There's a couple venues and stuff we have in mind. We'll hold that information until we have more on it.
Yeah. So you bring up a really good point about COVID. Now, I know you guys have heard this probably so many times, but how has that kind of affected your guys' band, whether that's like rehearsing or playing at gigs and whatnot? Like, how has that affected you guys?
Well, we had to rehearse separately for a long time, and the first show that we played back together was in July, I think. We played a festival.
Oh, yeah, true. That was down it was at a church in Indianapolis.
Holy Spirit Festival, yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt so weird just playing again.
That was just a weird gig all
really,
over.
It was really, really weird.
Yeah, it was so humid, but yeah, my drums went out of tune like immediately. I was like, oh,
that's they got mad at him for bringing his own drums.
Yeah,
that's true. And then a lot of the summer, a lot of COVID, Marissa and I kind of wrote new stuff, mm-hmm. and we used some material that Michael and Evan had given to us to write songs with.
Yep.
So really, we took a sizable break from being together. And then when we were able to come together, we just basically have been like trying to learn everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a lot of our
focus. We're apart from March to July, I think.
Yeah,
basically, yeah.
Because the last time we saw each other was when people didn't realize that the pandemic was going to be such a big deal. And we were like, oh, yeah, Be Here Now is closing for like a month.
because she played the day after they announced that Ball State was shutting down.
Yeah, Ball State's shutting down for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Be Here Now, obviously we can't have anybody. So you guys are – and they moved us to the end. They were like, we want you to be the last.
Yeah, that's true. They made us the last band to play there before they closed, which is super cool.
And then
cool.
We didn't get to go to Be Here Now until – November.
Yeah, November.
Yeah.
It was a sad time.
It was a fun gig, though.
It was a fun gig.
There's a band there we really liked.
Yes.
Take one more step. Are you where you want to be? Can't turn back yet. The end is inside. You've come too far. But you're resting on belief and hope's not enough. Is love worth the fight on our darkest paths? When we can shake out the past, when tomorrow just won't come. We can keep up the length while our faith gives us strength, and our strength is in our love. We can't let go, we will not show how scared we are. Take one more breath. Are you where you wanna be? Falling afraid, the end is inside. You lost control. Savior, where is he now? Nowhere inside. On our darkest paths, when we can shake out the past, when tomorrow just won't come. We can keep up the length while our faith gives us strength, and our strength is in our love. We can't let go, we will not show how scared. On our darkest paths, when we can shake out the past,
when tomorrow just won't come. We can keep up the length while our faith gives us strength, and our strength is in our love. We can't let go, we will not show. We can't let go, we will not show how scared we are.
You're listening to our Indiana Mainstay series featuring Shoot Down the Sun. Stay with us.
What was your guys' like favorite gig to play at or favorite venue to play at, like even pre-COVID?
Oh, I love Be Here Now. I just love the whole vibe of Be Here Now. I think it's great.
I would say probably Be Here Now. They've been great to us. Mm-hmm. I love their sound engineer.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I like the other guy's cool.
They like to bring
he's
it.
So good.
They just have been better than other venues at like establishing a relationship with us and not wanting anything from us, but to hear us play.
Yeah, it's a great place.
But is there anything that you guys kind of want to mention to the audience to like, you know, let them know that there's something coming or just to be ready for the album?
Oh, it's coming.
we don't have a choice. Coming. We're going to be
That's true.
Yeah.
We all might not see each other for a while. We've got about 2 weeks left to like really spend that time with each other and work on album stuff. So this album really does mean a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get it done. I don't know.
I think we're all kind of perfectionists in a way, which is why we haven't released the album yet, because we keep wanting to add things to it and fix it
and change
it around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a compilation of like 3 years of work. Mm-hmm. Once we do get it out.
Yeah.
3 years of changes in the songs and sound changes and style changes.
It's a
changes.
Lot of songs.
It's a lot of songs.
Is it 14?
I think it's more than 14.
I think it's 14.
Is it?
I think it's 14 because we have 11 on our set list today and there's 3 we aren't playing today.
Okay.
So.
Mm.
Yep.
Because we're still rehearsing. Because you got some 14. That's pretty long album.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Luckily, we have some songs on there that are less than 2 minutes long.
Yes.
Me too.
Guy who doesn't say what I want to say. I'm in denial about being shy, but you're the kind of girl who understands me anyway. Maybe the stars aligned, maybe I'll let go of my reservations to be myself for a while, though I pride myself in thinking in calculations. You make me feel this way. Battles are all uphill.
I can surely say it's getting better all of the time.
Or at least you make me feel this way.
tonight while you're mine, while the stars are aligned above all humankind. I've got you on my mind now tonight while you're mine, while the stars are aligned above all humankind. I've got you on my mind.
Is there anything else you guys kind of want to say before we kind of close it out here? Or
does anyone want to talk about any like specific songs?
Yeah, even like a songwriting like a specific song or something. That would always be cool.
I'm curious about Miss You, I think would be really cool.
Yeah, I wrote that song my freshman year, and it was super interesting because the style that I wrote it in at first, when we just, Chris and I recorded it on Logic, and Chris played guitar.
Yes.
And then we just used the drum track, like the little automated drummer guy.
Is it Kyle?
It was Kyle, probably. Kyle, the automated drummer guy. And it was really like pop punk and fast and like upbeat. And then when we got our first drummer, Sam, he wanted it to be like really slowed down. So we ended up slowing it down quite a bit. And then it just changed over time where now we've got like this kind of cool middle ground.
Yeah, Michael gave us a lot of what it sounds like now.
Yeah, Michael.
It basically sounds like what it sounds like because Michael was able to contribute like a ton of
the song is
just
kind of
the vibe.
Yeah.
The song is an interesting vibe. It's a really chill song really fast.
Yes.
That's the
exactly.
That's the vibe.
That's kind of right. Yeah.
It's always the song that I think everyone kind of like can dance to and like kind of chill out to at our shows. And it's a super fun song to play.
Does anyone else have like a song that they really enjoyed kind of putting together or bringing to the group?
I guess I have one like songwriting thing because Chris was talking about this. That the thing that I like to do when I write a drum part for a song is I like to listen to what everybody's doing and then base the drum part on that.
Yeah,
which I think is backwards of how a lot of people.
One thing I really noticed when Evan joined is just how much he listens.
Yeah.
Like how much he listens. It's very cool to see.
Yeah, definitely.
So I listen to him like, oh, here's the rhythm of the guitar riff or whatever. I should base my kick drum pattern off of that.
Yeah.
Some way or the other.
Which is super nice to have in a drummer because he complements what we play. Which is great.
And his background is like marching band and jazz and
He can do
it. It works out. Do you kind of take that from like, or take that idea from an artist that you knew, or is it kind of just, you know, just a compilation of growing up and learning how to play with other musicians?
I think it's mostly the latter, but I did see an interview or something with a sound engineer who worked with Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Who said that's how John Bonham often
bass
his drum parts. And that was validation. I was like, oh, cool.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, because
that thought process is that guy.
That's how you know you're doing something right.
Michael, who would you say, since you said the rest of us were playing pop punk and you're not, who would you say you take your guitar playing inspiration from?
I've heard a lot of people say that I play a lot like U2.
Oh, yeah.
that checks
U2.
Out.
But yeah.
I think we've made that joke before, too. I know that during practices, sometimes Michael will be playing something. I'll be like, okay, the edge.
thought you could have made me look so dumb. I see the places we talked before. Strange to think you won't be here anymore. But I don't want to say, I don't want to say, I don't want to say.
You've just listened to Shoot Down the Sun on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
I wanna be with you, I'd rather be with you instead.
Our Instagram is at shootdownthesun, and we have a Facebook and a website.
So are you guys also on, I'm guessing, Spotify, Apple Music, sort of platforms?
You can listen to our music anywhere you want to find your...
everywhere.
Listen to our music anywhere you listen to music. I'm Christopher Golab.
I'm Evan Humphrey.
I'm Marissa Jenkins.
And I'm Michael Shirley.
And you're listening to...
The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Toss me aside again. Let me breathe for a moment. I'm falling on my way. On the D's is there that you sent. And I know we're almost done. We've been at this before, but you know. Tired too, running around and around and around through my brain like you do. And I know we're almost done. We've been at this before, but you know I'll be your boomerang and I'll keep coming back. I'll be your boomerang and I'll stick with you till you turn your back. And I know that you will, just like you always. Let this happen again, it's what I'm used to.
Major support for The Scene comes from Ball State University, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio stations. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students, Jacob Holtzman, Abigail Bage, Liam Van Overwall, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Gabe Hua is our booking and communications coordinator, Sean Ashcraft is Indiana Public Radio's production and operations manager, and Dan Porter is the scene liaison from Cardinal Music Group. This episode was produced by me, your host, Paul Butler. Special thanks to the Music Media Production Department, Jeff Seitz, and Christoph Thompson for allowing us to record Shoot Down the Sun in the Music Media Production Studios and use their in-house equipment for this episode. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @TheScene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcast. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. This has been another episode in our Indiana Mainstay series. Thanks for being with us. Join us again next time to hear what's happening in the scene, here on the scene, from Indiana Public Radio.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Radio?
Radio.
Radio.